The summer forecast. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis. You know, it's always hard for weather forecasters to tell us what the summer will bring, but this year it's even more difficult. USDA's Gary Crawford explains why.
What is unusual about this El Nino is the timing.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says this warming of the equatorial Pacific Ocean called El Nino is showing up early this time.
Typically, we would see El Nino strengthen during the late summer or the autumn months, and you would see your first impacts as we move into autumn. This time, we had really about a 4, 5, 6 month jump on the typical start of El Nino.
Now, there are some fairly typical weather effects in this country when that El Nino shows up in the fall. It oftentimes can be counted on to bring a wetter winter and spring in the southern tier of the country, including Southern California, and a generally warmer winter overall, and sometimes dryness in the northwest. But now that it's already showing up early and strongly,
it does make it very tough for the summer forecast.
There are some who say the early onset of was one reason for those terrible rains and floods recently in Texas and Oklahoma.
What we're less certain about is what the warm season or the summer impacts are going to be, because typically El Nino does not have a really strong influence on North American summer weather patterns.
That said, he's going to give us the summer forecast as it is, but it's highly tentative.
The Climate Prediction Center has gone out with their summer forecast indicating somewhat of a persistence pattern, that being that we do expect the likelihood of wet conditions to continue across a broad area of the central United States, extending into the Intermountain West and eventually reaching the southeast. So that's what the official forecast is saying at this point. Obviously, I think there will be some El Nino influence to that, but other patterns come into play typically during the summer. Makes it a little bit tougher to make a certain forecast for the summer months.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, hopefully plenty of summer rains for Tennessee farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.